Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
What are we going to do? We're going to start talking to our guest now. We've got, you see, 11, 10 minutes to 2.
Shall we?
And we can do
Shall
a little
we
bit.
Introduce our
we'll
guest?
We'll introduce our guest. On the other microphone
is Sue Edwards.
Sue Edwards. Good afternoon, Sue.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. A beautiful, glorious, sunny day out there.
And you look like you've been sitting in the sun.
Just in my garden, I'm afraid.
You've not been to Guadeloupe then? You've been to...
Not yet.
Okay. But you are a celebrant now.
I am, yes.
Now, what sort of things do you celebrate at?
Basically, the happy and sad occasions in life. Obviously, we do weddings, we do the funerals, we do renewal of vows. Naming ceremonies. I would love to do some, as you say, coming out ceremonies, things like that. Basically, anything you want to celebrate in your life, we will create a totally unique ceremony for you.
Oh, wow.
So this is non-denominational?
Yes, yeah. Although, you know, if you do want some sort of religious slant on it, I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay, yes. So that seems to be very, I was going to say a common thing. It's not common, but it's a recent trend for having non-clerical people celebrating these events.
I think so, because people want something that's a bit more bespoke and a bit more personal. You know, unfortunately, sometimes the church ceremonies are very sort of formal, very straight. They are what they are. What we're doing is making it very, very personal.
Mm. Interesting, because we went to a funeral a good few years ago now, and... the gentleman concerned had never been to church. So why they held the funeral in a church, I have no idea.
No,
the vicar clearly hadn't got a clue who he was. And he thought, what's this about?
Well, that's absolutely.
I went to my grandmother's funeral and the vicar, for want of a better word, he turned up with his gown thing on over his rugby kit. He'd just come from a rugby match. He had no idea who my grandmother was. He'd never met her or the family.
I think that's why people have moved in that direction, because I'm not having to go at the established churches, but it is a bit of a one-size-fits-all service.
It is, very much so, yeah. But I think people nowadays are not necessarily religious, but they're spiritual. Mm. And I think that's the thing. I can do a spiritual service where vicars are, it's a religious service.
Yes.
That makes sense. So where would you carry out these services? In any way you can, I suppose?
Anywhere I can, really. Obviously, crematorium, but if you've got a naming ceremony that you want in a pub or whatever, I'm happy to do it wherever. But also I forgot to mention I actually do pet services as well, so obviously if you've got a pet, beloved pet that will pass away, I will come and do a little ceremony for you, favorite walk or somewhere.
That's interesting, because people might roll their eyes at that, but I think pets are very much part of the family.
Of course they are. Yes.
And I know when we lost ours, I'm not going to go into it now because it still upsets me, but it is a very, very stressful and traumatic situation.
Yeah.
And I don't see any reason why you shouldn't have that if you want it.
No,
as long as it helps you.
Yeah.
Clearly, and we're kind of majoring on the death side of it at the moment, but clearly those ceremonies are not for the deceased.
No.
They're for the rest of the people who they've left behind.
Absolutely.
To say goodbye or whatever it is they want to do. And it's nice to do that in a personal way.
Yes,
I think so. Yeah.
I went to one once, which sadly wasn't conducted by you, but it was held at a village hall.
Yeah.
And the gentleman concerned was a great gardener, and his coffin was brightly coloured with flowers.
Oh, lovely.
And I thought, well, that was nice.
Yeah.
And he was interred in what they now call an organic cemetery, so which means that there's no artificial materials in there. I suppose interesting stuff. Good. So, but we'll talk about some of the more joyful occasions. But what you go and meet the families to start with?
When it's the
funeral type ones.
Yeah, that's the first process. Go meet the family. They're very welcome to come to my home, or I'll go to them wherever they're most comfortable to talk about their loved one. So over a cup of tea or a glass of wine or whatever they feel, and then I just ask them to just share their memories with me and their little stories, and then from there we build the picture together.
Mm. Indeed. And that's the way you personalise it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So any odd requests you've had which you are allowed to share?
We are doing a funeral ceremony tomorrow, and the gentleman is bringing his dogs along, which is lovely. I have got to learn Welsh for a funeral coming up, so I would be grateful if any of the listeners could give me some tips on how to pronounce phrases in Welsh, that would be lovely.
I've got no idea.
I've actually got a friend of mine who lives in Swansea Way, and her son speaks Welsh, so I'll pass you his details.
Oh, wonderful, thank you.
He may well be able to help you, and he can record them for you so that you can pronounce them properly if you ask nicely.
Yeah, and the very funny one, I'm learning all the time with this job, it's wonderful. The other thing I've had to learn over the last couple of weeks is Polari.
Ah, now I know what Polari is.
Do you?
Yes, I
didn't.
I do know what Polari is.
I have no idea. What is it?
Well, if you remember the Kenneth Horne.
Mm. No.
things are boner and... It's a kind of slang which was used by the then illegal gay community.
Absolutely.
Back in the 60s.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And Kenneth Williams, I'm trying to remember what show he was in, Around the Horn, on the Light programme, which is way before your time.
Thank you.
He used to use a bit of that because you could get away with it. It wasn't swearing in any sense.
No, not at all.
No, but so you've learned a bit of that.
I've learned a bit of that over the last couple of weeks. That was quite funny.
What an interesting world we live in.
Yes.
Don't we just?
Shall we take some music up to the news? And we can carry on being interesting after the news. And we still have our lovely guest.
We do.
Sue Edwards, a celebrant, is in. We'll just turn you up. Now, we were talking before the news about... personalised and dedicated services for people's funerals, which is an important time in the remaining family's life, isn't
it? Yes,
and so you do it for that purpose. And you were saying whilst the news was on that it's not all black, is it?
No, not to be
in
honest.
In terms of dress, I mean.
It tends to be more colour, I think, because it's a celebration of life rather than a sad farewell funeral.
Mm.
It's a celebration, so people tend to want colour now.
I think that's the difference between it being... held in a church. And again, I'm not having a go at the churches. Don't ring up and say you don't like churches. I've got nothing against churches, but you have got that feel of it being something more formal in the church, haven't you?
Yeah.
Whereas if you hold it at the village hall or even at the pub, whatever you want to do, it's not quite so formal, is it?
Yeah, very much. And that's what I think it should be, a celebration for all that loved one has given you and been to you through their life.
Mm, excellent stuff.
I think that's very interesting because a few years back, wasn't it? It was, if you had a funeral, everyone wore black.
Yep.
And it was expected that everyone would wear black. But I think in the last, 10, 15 years or so, it's changed, hasn't it, to become more of a celebration of life, as you were saying, rather than a farewell.
Mm.
Mm. Yes. I think it's both things, but it is a celebration, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
But
and so it should be.
Absolutely. Mm. You, that person's been a part of your life for, all your life in some cases, if it's a parent. And it shouldn't be something that you feel alienated from.
No.
It should be something you'll feel part of, and then you yourself can move on. That's what I think, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we also do the happier occasions, don't you?
We do, yes.
So you were saying you do a naming ceremony. Are you talking, is that what you call a christening?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, because it isn't a christening.
No, it's not christening. Christening is obviously the religious ceremony, but yes, a naming ceremony is again a very family orientated happy celebration, but it's not a religious ceremony.
No, I get that point. So legally you can't call it a christening because you aren't christening anybody, but you are a naming ceremony. But you can, does that have a format that you have to follow, or is it whatever the family wants?
Again, all the ceremonies are whatever the family wants. But with a naming, you would normally have, where you would have godparents, we would call them either sponsors or mentors that obviously the little one
I love that.
Could look up to and go to throughout their life. So they're that rather than godparents, again, which is the religious element. And again, obviously, I think it's nice to explain the backstory of the parents, you know, how they've got together, and, you know, the next step in their journey is obviously the child. We like to explain perhaps why they've chosen that particular name for the child and the meaning of the name that they've chosen.
That's got a lot more going for it than some ceremonies I've been to, I think. And I like that because it is personal to that family then.
Yeah. And again, with all the ceremonies, you know, if the family want to be involved, if they want to say a poem or a reading or anything, you know, they're very welcome to, again, which makes it even more personal.
Oh, I like that. So a naming ceremony, I like that. It covers everything, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
And of course, weddings, you do weddings as well?
Yes, we do weddings. Obviously, again, very non-religious. business, we are not legally able to actually do it. So you would still need to go to the registrar office and do the legal part, which is the actual marriage. We would then do a wedding ceremony. And we can, again, incorporate any elements within the ceremony. We can do jumping the broom ceremony, very old-fashioned element. Yeah, we can do that. We can do hand fasting. I'm in the process of working on a gin ceremony.
Ooh.
Because a wedding is about...
Can I help?
Yes, yeah, so lots of homework needed for that one. Because a wedding ceremony is about a union. So you can put, you can match anything, can't you?
Yes, so I remember going to a wedding a few years back and they had two families joining together. I mean, they were all grown-up families and grandchildren. And each person, for each family, they had a big, you know, a big bowl of sand.
Yes, sand ceremony.
They had different colours.
Yeah.
One from one family, come and scoop it and put it in, then another family, and you've got all these sands mixing.
And
that's, I thought that was really nice.
But that can be very personal for the island, though, isn't it? Because we've got Allen Bay sand, so I think that's very, very special. And I was talking to one of my celebrant friends on the mainland the other day, and they're doing a wedding for ceremony on the mainland for an island couple, but they're taking sand from Allen Bay to do their sand ceremony within their ceremony.
That's good.
That's excellent stuff. I mean, I like the sound of that. So it's weddings, funerals.
So what's a hand fasting?
Hand fasting is binding of ribbons. You bind the couple together, which again can be, the family can be involved with that as well. So,
I like the sound of that. It sounds like, not the funeral part, but the other part, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, yeah, and especially the gin homework.
I'm sure you need help.
Very much so.
Yes.
It's a terrible job that someone's got to do.
Exactly.
I think Sarah Scotcher needs to help you as well.
I
think
great.
What we'll do, we'll sing a bit of music.
We're talking about gin here.
I know you
and
are.
And chocolate. Apparently there's a chocolate ceremony as well you can do.
Oh, we're going to have to cover that after the music. Right, our last little bit of chat with the lovely Sue from...
Yes.
Well, what are you from now?
White Celebrants.
Ooh. White Celebrants. Yes. Right, is it just you or are you in partnership with
anyone? Yes, just me at the moment.
Just you. I know there's a couple of you on the island, a couple of celebrants around on the island. But, yes, White Celebrants.
I was going to ask Sue... Are you saying to people that you're an alternative to a religious ceremony or that they shouldn't have a religious ceremony or what?
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. My official title is independent celebrant, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm happy to... put any religious element within a ceremony. The last few that I've done, we've had the Lord's Prayer, we've had hymns. You know, it's for me, it's what's right for the family.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to incorporate any religious element that they would like included.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's good news.
That's excellent.
So you're not necessarily offering a cheaper or more expensive service, but a different service.
That's what I like to think, different, yeah. Different.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So how do people book you? Because obviously you are a busy lady.
For funerals, obviously, it's normally via the funeral directors.
Okay.
But anyone else, I do have a website, which is www.whitecelebrants.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone or email me or Facebook page.
Ooh.
Okay, well, we'll put all those details up on our Facebook page when we podcast this interview a bit later on. But if you've got any event coming up, and even an animal event,
Sue is the person. That's really nice, though. I like the idea of that.
We do have a pet, but he's pretty
good. He's older than we are.
He's probably going to outlive us. He's a tortoise. So we won't be troubling you with that one, we don't think. But we may well put your name down for us in due course.
Not for lots of years
Dear
to come.
Dear Sue. Yeah. Don't open this.
When you hear about our death, here's your official invitation.
Oh, only the good go young, so we've got loads of time yet.
That's a backhanded compliment.
I think
Well, thank you for coming in, sir. It's been really interesting.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, let's hope that your business goes from strength to strength and people will want these alternatives.
I hope so.
And there's nothing to stop people having the traditional church one if that's what they want. But yours is somewhat more personalised in some ways.
Yep.
Obviously, if someone's a regular church goer and they know the vicar, clearly
that's
going to work
right
out
for
best
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
But of course, you can, as you say, it could be a crematorium, could be at the graveside, could be in a village hall, could be anywhere.
Yeah. And it could be a wedding.
Could
be a naming ceremony.
But also, if people want to actually organise their ceremony, you know, long before their going to pass, we do actually offer that service as well. So if you want to talk about what ceremony you would like, what readings you would like, what music you would like, so that does then actually take the pressure off the family when you do pass.
That's a
sometimes
good idea.
The family are trying to organise everything, a million things all at the same time, and trying to think, oh, would mum like this or would she like that? You know, if you've organised it and it's written down and your plan is there in place, that will ease the pressure on your family.
It will indeed.
The time comes.
Excellent stuff. So just give us your contact details once more time.
Website address is www.whitecelebrants.co.uk and telephone number 01983 717 183.
717 183.
And do you just cover the Isle of Wight? Or?
At the moment, yes. Yep. But if people would like me to... Actually, saying that, I have had an inquiry for a wedding out in Greece, I think it is.
Oh,
so
right.
I am more than happy to travel.
Do you need gin?
Oh, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Sun and gin. Yeah. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, Sue.
Thank
we'll
you,
see
Gavin.
You again
Thank
soon.
You, Maggie.
And,
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at VectisRadio.fm.